Welcome to the Money Mindful podcast, where money mindset and life coach Megan Jean Smith, hey, that's me, teaches you how to transform your relationship to money and achieve your life goals so you can live a glorious, magnificent, delicious, awesome life and love being you. Hello and welcome to the Money Mindful podcast. I am your host, Megan Jean Smith. Today, I'm going to help you with how to keep making money in your business. It's not a secret strategy, but it's a strategy that I suspect might be underrated and I want to bring it to your attention. But before we do that, I just want to say that last week I ran the Money Mindset Masterclass. Thank you if you were one of the wonderful people who attended on the day. If you couldn't make it and you are spewing about it, never fear. That masterclass is actually available to purchase at any time. You can purchase the original recording that I did a couple of years ago, and any lives that I do will get uploaded into the same portal that you buy, the same package that you buy. And the beauty of this is that when you buy the masterclass, you have access to it for 12 months. And at any time over that 12-month period, if I run the masterclass live, you will get invited and you'll get the link sent to you to attend the live at no extra cost to you. So if I did a live a couple of times a year, that's a couple of times a year you can come and hang out with me, work on your money mindset, and then also have an opportunity to ask me in person any questions that you've got and maybe even receive a tiny bit of coaching on your money mindset. So I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes that if you want to go and purchase that, you still can. You can still get that. Obviously, the live was last week, but when I do a live again later in the year, you'll be able to come. And off the back of that, if you did attend the masterclass, you will know that I made a special little offer about my one-to-one coaching that is a limited time offer, and it's only for those people who are currently enrolled in the Money Mindset Masterclass. Now, that special offer expires this Thursday, the 27th. So if you are interested in working with me on a one-to-one capacity, don't delay because Thursday is only 2 days away. Go ahead and I'll also put a link on this podcast episode, but if you've attended the masterclass, you will be receiving emails from me about the special offer, the special one-to-one offer. And I would love to work with you and love to give you the opportunity to work with me with this bonus offer that's available for the next few days. So go ahead and check that out too if you came to the masterclass. All right, let's get into the juice of this episode. So recently I had a situation happen where I had a new client sign up with me. Well, she was actually an old client, but signing up new again. And the payment system that I had set up that I use, unbeknownst to me, didn't actually send her a receipt. And I was fully under the impression that it did because I've got it hooked up, this payment system, to a few different places where you can make payments. And in the other places, you can get the receipt. So she emailed me about it and said, hey, listen, can you send me the receipt at some stage? And I was like, oh, it should have come through. You know, maybe sometimes it comes through as a weird email that you might just have to screenshot. And she's like, no, no, definitely didn't get it. Anyway, I, of course, followed it up and went into the back end of my system and sent her the receipt and all of that stuff. Now, the reason why I'm giving you this example is fortunately she felt safe to reach out to me and talk to me and challenge me. Like when I emailed her back and said, oh no, you should be able to download it, rah, rah, rah. And she was like, no, you can't. Please send it to me. And then I was able to follow that up. Now, from a business point of view, I am so grateful that that situation happened because I had no idea that the receipts weren't going out because that's like a back-end automated thing. And I was able to rectify that because she gave me that feedback. Now, here's where this links in to the topic that I'm talking about today. So basically, if you want to keep making money in your business, something that you've probably heard of before, you've probably been even asked or sent them, that is really important for making money in your business is feedback, being open to feedback. Now, I work, my main thing that I do is I work with clients one-to-one. And I do the workshops on the side, but my main thing is one-to-one work. Now, I have had some, over the lifetime of some of my clients, they have paid me in near the vicinity of $20,000. Now, that's no joke, right? Like, that's decent money. You wouldn't keep coming back and seeing somebody and spending that much money in somebody's business if you weren't satisfied with the service that you were getting, the results that you were getting, right? So this is something that I am super proud of. In fact, at the time that I'm recording this, I currently have three clients who are working with me who are all clients who have worked with me on and off over the past few years. So they might have worked with me for a period of time, not worked with me for a year or 18 months, and then they've returned and they're continuing to work with me. Now, obviously, getting feedback isn't the only thing that helps me make money in my business, but it's a really integral and important part of it, I believe. And I think that if you get this piece right, it makes a huge difference on your income. Now, like, what do I mean? These are the three main things, basically. So first of all, I think it's be open to feedback from your customers or clients or whatever you want to call them. I'm going to use the word client because that's what I call my customers. But you just fill in the word customer if that's more applicable to you. So be open to feedback. Two is create channels where you can hear that feedback. And three is take action on it. Now, I'm going to break these down, but I just wanted to give you the overview. So first of all, the very first thing, be open to feedback. Like, that is so important because you know how some people, and not mentioning any names or anything, they're actually not open to feedback, right? They don't want to hear it, like, because they receive feedback as if they've failed in some way. Now, if that is you, I want to give you a big warm hug and just say, listen, getting feedback is not about opening yourself up to for someone to say, hey, you're shit, you did a shit job, why are you even in business? No, that's not what I mean. And also, I want to preface this with saying you can't please everybody. Like, the way that you run your business might be displeasing to some of your clients, and they just might not be your ideal clients, right? So I'm not saying that you have to be everything and perfect for everyone. You do certainly need to, perfect example, you know that I'm, you know, a sweary so-and-so. If you find it distressing or obnoxious or rude to listen to someone swearing, you wouldn't want to be my client, right? And I'm not going to change that because for me, I know that I need to be able to just speak freely and just be able to put 100% of my attention on my clients rather than putting my attention on monitoring myself and not swearing. And I swear normally in my normal speak. So to not swear in a client session, I'm having to monitor myself to do that. And I just decided a long time ago that I wasn't going to do that because I wanted my energy to be on, like, focusing on my clients, not on the way that I'm speaking. So do you get what I mean? Like, some things people aren't going to like, but you don't have to change it, and they're just not the right clients for you. That's fine. But there are a lot of things that you can change, and it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just really just being open to that feedback to hear, oh, this is what my clients want, right? Oh, they want to be able to pay in a payment plan, or they want to be able to come to a 30-minute exercise class instead of a one-hour exercise class, or whatever it is, right? Like, you think about how it applies to your business, But the point is, be open to it. Now, if you're not sure, like, how do I get feedback, right? Because you might not have even considered this, because maybe you're thinking of feedback in terms of that, those traditional, like, I don't know, I can't stand it when I get those, can you hang on to the call for a few minutes so we can ask you a couple of questions about your experience? I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about, but you don't have to do it in that way, right? The way that you receive feedback. So here's some questions to help you with this, right? So step one, be open to feedback. Step two, create channels to hear it. So these are my two questions for you. So how can you create the opportunity for feedback? Okay, and how can you make it safe for your client to speak up? Now, I'm going to share a couple of things I do, but of course, like, unless you're a coach, your business might be set up completely different, but I just want to give you some examples to kind of get you thinking. So first of all, how could you create the opportunity for feedback? In my sessions, I often will spend a couple of minutes at the end, like at some random sessions, like spaced out throughout when I'm coaching people, and just ask them, like, hey, how are we going? Like, are we on track? Have we covered everything that you were expecting? Is there anything that we've missed? Is there anything that we're not covering that's really important to you that you want to cover? And I just ask that question, right? Sometimes though, I'm human and I forget, and maybe I don't ask them. So what I do is I actually have a tracking sheet, like an onboarding process, if you will. Well, not an onboarding process, like a client experience tracking sheet. And I actually have it built into that a trigger for me to see, oh, okay, now is the time to send my client a little feedback question, like some questions for feedback. And I do that usually halfway through the coaching program. One, so I actually remember and make sure that I give them that opportunity to give feedback, because, you know, remember, sometimes clients are just going to give you feedback anyway, whether you asked it or not. And that's a beautiful thing. Like, that is so good if they do that, but they're not always going to do that, right? And they could be thinking that they're really unhappy with something that you're doing, and if you don't give them the opportunity to give that feedback, then you might not change that thing, and then you never see them as a client again, right? So I send out a little questionnaire survey type thing halfway through my coaching program, and I just check in with my clients, you know, words to the effect of, you know, why did you do the program in the first place? How are you tracking with your money and life goals? Like, are we covering the things that you actually wanted to get coaching on in the first place? Is there anything that you want more of that we're doing that you're really loving and you want more of that? Is there anything that we're doing that you don't like and you want less of that? Is there any other feedback that you want to give me? So not only is that a safeguard for me, so I remember to, you know, connect with my clients and just check, hey, like, are we doing okay? But it's also an opportunity for them to give me feedback without having to, like, say it directly to my face in my eyes, that, you know, might be a bit confronting. Like, when it's written down on paper, sometimes you can feel a bit safer to sort of give the honest feedback. I mean, it's different for everyone, but it's like, how can you make it safe for them to speak up, right? Now, I don't know what that looks like for you. Like, I mean, I'm just thinking about businesses that I go to and that I use, and what would that look like for me? You know, like, maybe if my physio sent me out a little email, like, how are we doing? Like, is everything okay? I don't know. I mean, it's different for every business. You're going to have to brainstorm that for yourself, but use those questions. How can you create the opportunity for feedback, and how can you make it safe for your clients slash customers to speak up, right? And then the third and most important step is take action on that feedback. Now, And the other thing I want to add to this is I would treat feedback from your clients as precious gold. Like if your client is actually taking the time to give you that feedback, because most people, I believe, I don't know for sure. I mean, I haven't done a survey or anything, but I believe most people won't actually give you feedback. Most people can't be bothered. Most people will be like, whatever, I'm never using that business again, right? But I think if a client is invested in you enough to give you feedback and then you actually act on it, honestly, I think that that makes such a huge difference. And that is what builds trust, right? Because remember, you know, your relationship with your customers, it's all about building a relationship. Like, do they trust you? Are they going to keep coming back to you, right? And once you've got that trust, then I think if you keep that the communication channels open as well and make adjustments as you go, I believe that people are very forgiving. Do you know what I mean? Like, so for example, I have cleaners who come and clean my home, and they have periods of time throughout the year because I live in a town that is like a holiday destination. People come here for holidays. And so during the peak holiday season, they are hammered. Like they are absolutely under the pump. And, you know, occasionally they've said to me, hey, do you mind if we push your day out a bit? Because we've got like a bazillion houses to get through on Monday. Everybody's leaving. But they're really clear with their communication and they ask like my consent. And I'm like, of course, no problem. Right. And, but at the same time, I can turn around and say, look, I wasn't happy with, I don't know, how you clean the shower or whatever. I'm not quite sure. Did it get missed or can you check on this or whatever? And then they will respond and action that. And the action piece, I can't say enough how important that is, because let's stick to the example of cleaners. I've had other cleaners that I've used in the past that I've just let go because I've given them feedback and they haven't responded to it. You know, like, and I've had to give them feedback 3 times on the same issue, like that they kept missing a room that they're supposed to clean. And I'm like telling them, hey, you keep forgetting to clean this room because the door's shut when you come. And they're like, oh, yes, yes, yes. But they just didn't take action on that feedback. They just kept not cleaning that room. So I was like, bye bye. Like, I've given you the feedback 3 times. You haven't actioned it. I'm paying you to do this. Check ya. So, you know, like they kind of followed up with me at some stage, like, oh, are you going to book us again? And I'm a busy person, right? I just couldn't even be bothered to tell them, like, no, I'll never use you again. I'll never recommend you because you're not actually doing the job I've asked you to do. But if they had listened and followed up and been like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm so sorry. You know, we'll clean that room and hey, we'll give you a little discount or we'll do some extra cleaning to make up for it or whatever. I would have been like, sweet, let's go, right? Like, I think that it's just all about the relationship. Like when I first moved into this new place and I was seeing my clients, I had this whole internet thing where I didn't have the internet for a couple of months and I'm literally sitting here hotspotting with my one-to-one clients. Now, the clients that I was seeing at that time, I went ahead on the forefront and just said, look, I don't know what the internet connection is going to be like and I'm just straight up going to give you a bonus session because if there's any problems that we're having with the internet, I know it's my fault and I don't want that to interfere with your service. And as it turned out, we didn't even have any internet issues, but I just like put that out there at the front to sort of be on top of things. And I think people just... if you communicate stuff clearly with people and just let them know what's happening, they can just be so forgiving. So I think it's like a two-way street, the feedback, like give feedback to your customers as well, you know, about what's happening with you. Now, I feel like I've kind of steered this information about feedback more about like what you're doing wrong or things like that, but I don't want you to just think about it like that. So there's also things that you can change in your business based on the feedback that you get from your clients. So I'll use an example. When you would book, originally when I first started my business, you would book and then it would just be a 6 month package. We would see each other every week and that was just what I offered. And back then that was actually fine as well. But as my business has grown and I'm having a lot of repeat clients, that structure doesn't work for the repeat clients. And so now I have restructured the way that I do my one-to-one, where there's a lot more flexibility built into it so that my clients don't need to see me every week if they don't want to, right? Like they can be flexible with their scheduling. And then I've changed my packages so that you can see me for a shorter period of time. This more caters to people who've been working with me previously because, you know, when you initially see me and you want to work on a big goal, 6 months is a really great time for that because that gives you plenty of time to like really cement it, really get into the juice of it. But now I offer 3 month packages because, you know, I'm attracting a lot of people who have either worked with me before or they kind of know about coaching and they don't need that big long-term support. And then now I also offer one-off sessions to my existing clients when they want to just come up back and get a top up. But all of this has evolved through feedback that I've got from my clients and just checking in with them, like, what do they need? What do they want? And then this has allowed me to continue to make money because my clients keep coming back, right? And that is a beautiful thing. So I want to encourage you to look at this whole idea of feedback is just like building a relationship with the people that you are trying to help and constantly just checking in with them and thinking of it as like, hey, are you getting the help that you need? And then giving them the opportunity to say, yes, but you know what would be awesome is if you could also do this, or no, actually, I feel like you missed the mark here. Can we do this? And when you listen to that feedback and actually take action on it, man, everything changes for you and your business because you're actually delivering something that people actually want, right? So it's such a powerful thing. And I have spoken about this today because I'm thinking that you might be thinking that feedback isn't a money mindset thing, right? But it's so linked to the money that you make. When you are able to receive feedback from the people that you serve and then can make changes accordingly and then make more money, right? Such a beautiful thing. So in summary, 1, be open to feedback. 2, create channels to be able to hear it. And then 3, take action on it and watch the money continue to come into your business. You've got this. All right, before I get in your ears again next week, just want to remind you that if you came to the masterclass and you want to take up the opportunity to work with me one-to-one at the very special price, that is a limited time offer and that offer closes in 2 days. So don't delay if you want to work with me. And if you're stressing out about if you've got questions to ask me and you can't book in to talk to me before Thursday, just reach out, send me an email. I'm a normal person. I'll chat with you and we'll sort it out. Okay. All right. So all the links will be in the show notes. Have an amazing week. And listen, to be honest, it's been massive doing the masterclass and doing everything. I'm not 100% convinced that I will have an episode coming out next week. I may, but we'll see how things go. If you don't hear from me in your podcast feed in the next week or two, I'm still around, but I might just need some time to recover because all the preparation for that masterclass was a big deal because it was all new. And I think I'm going to do an episode on that coming up soon too to just talk to you about that because I'd love to break that down for you because that was all about my goal creation, talking to you about how I created my goals. And I'm assuming you'd be interested in that, right? Because they're my money and life goals. All right, my dear, speak to you in your ears again soon. Mwah. Thanks for listening to the Money Mindful podcast. For future episodes, be sure to subscribe. Ready to take the next steps? Creating your money and life goals can be super challenging if you don't have a process to follow. Get my free course that will help you get unstuck, clarify your goals, and get you going. For more info, go to meganjsmith.au.